From bureaus worldwide, this is CNA 938 World Report. I'm Benji Hyer in London.
And I'm Jagruthi Dave in Washington. And we begin this morning with a dizzying array of developments here in the US over the last few hours. President Trump may have torpedoed any chance of another presidential debate in this election cycle after rejecting plans to move the next debate with Joe Biden to a virtual format in order to protect campaign staff from COVID-19. He also called Senator Kamala Harris, Joe Biden's running mate, a monster. Meanwhile, the White House is facing fresh questions about the president's support for right-wing extremists after six members of a militia group were arrested in Michigan. The FBI says they were planning to kidnap the governor of the state, a prominent Democrat. With all the day's developments so far, here's our US Bureau Chief Simon Marks.
The sound of Wednesday night's debate between Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris was still echoing around the hall at the University of Utah when suddenly the country was hit with another moment of political whiplash. At dawn, the Commission on Presidential Debates announced that next Thursday's encounter between the president and Joe Biden would switch to a virtual format. Voters would still get to ask questions from the debate site in Miami, but the candidates themselves would join from remote locations. Seemed sensible, given that the White House is now so infected with COVID-19 that even Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, said on Thursday he's no longer willing to set foot in the place. But then President Trump placed a call to the Fox Business Network.
No, I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want.
Traditionally, the debate commission would never speak without the express approval of both campaigns, but Donald Trump dismissed them as swamp creatures, accused them of trying to protect Joe Biden from COVID-19, insisted that he is a perfect physical specimen, and that instead of debating, he would hold a campaign rally instead. Joe Biden, hearing the news as he boarded a plane to Arizona, was nonplussed.
We don't know what the president's going to do. Changes mind every second, so for me to comment on that now would be irresponsible.
The back and forth continued all day. There is no final resolution to it, but next Thursday's encounter is definitely off. And at this point, we may not see another matchup, given the president's repetition of his earlier position that he won't allow anyone to silence his microphone. On the Fox Business Network, of course, there was no prospect of that happening. The president accused China of putting a curse on the US. He called Regeneron a cure for COVID-19, even though there isn't one, said he didn't need to go to hospital last week because the infection would simply have gone away, and he launched this attack on Joe Biden and his running mate.
He's not mentally capable of being president. You know that. Everybody knows that. Everybody that knows him, he can't be president. And this monster that was on stage with Mike Pence, who destroyed her last night, by the way, but this monster, she says, no, there won't be fracking. There won't be this. There won't. Everything she said is a lie.
Elsewhere, he called Senator Kamala Harris dislikable and a communist. On Capitol Hill, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi.
His disassociation from reality would be funny if it weren't so deadly.
Within hours, she's expected to launch a panel to investigate the president's capacity to govern. From Michigan a few hours ago, there was appalling news.
Last night, the FBI and Michigan State Police arrested six individuals charged in a federal complaint with conspiring to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer.
That's Andrew Burge, the U.S. attorney for Western Michigan, announcing that members of two separate right-wing militia groups there are facing kidnapping and terrorism charges. They allegedly plan to deploy an army 200 strong to seize Gretchen Whitmer, the state's governor, a prominent Democrat once considered a possible running mate for Joe Biden. They plan to take her to a remote area and put her on trial for treason over her decision to lock the state down in a bid to control COVID-19. The governor spoke to reporters and put the blame for the plot firmly at the White House door.
When our leaders speak, their words matter. They carry weight. When our leaders meet with, encourage, or fraternize with domestic terrorists, they legitimize their actions, and they are complicit.
From the White House, there has been no response, although one of President Trump's campaign surrogates took to Fox News to accuse the governor of having hatred in her heart for the president. Yet it was the president who earlier this year called for people to take action, in his words, to liberate Michigan. I'm Simon Marks in Washington.